cloudy skies on this Thursday. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. To the south of us, they are expecting snow. Looking at the radar images, kind of doubt if we get it right here in Colville. We're going to keep an eye on that. We'll let you know how things are going weather-wise, but we've got winds right out of the north-northwest, pretty much steady, almost 10 miles an hour, so it is going to feel cold out there this morning, even though our temperatures actually are right at 30 degrees. The Kettle Falls School District holding a meeting last night for parents. The incident that had occurred last week at the Kettle Falls School District Early Learning Center that resulted in a paraeducator being charged with assault with sexual motivation. Of course, the internet warriors have been all over the Kettle Falls School District ever since this started. A lot of speculations, a lot of comments, and most of these people that love to hide behind a computer monitor and keyboard. We did talk with the superintendent of the Kettle Falls Schools, get some clarification on what occurred. He answers some questions about the school district's transparency. Here's Michael Olson.
Nathan Ford, one of our ELC workers, was observed kissing one of our female students on the lips. And it was reported to the district office. I responded as quickly as I could physically get to the ELC and asked him what happened. He admitted I kissed a girl on the cheek and on the lips. I placed him on leave and sent him away at that moment, and then we contacted the victim's parents Thursday, and they came and got their daughter. I contacted Kettle Falls Police Department. I contacted Brandon Hoover directly and reported it to him, and then later he ended up arresting Nathan Ford. We notified all of the ELC parents Friday, before the sheriff's department did anything. I needed to get the information out as quickly as I could to as many people as I could. And so I did a robocall Friday morning, was also had an email with it as well. And then I called and either talked to or left a message for every ELC family Friday as well. I don't remember exactly what time the sheriff's post went out because I wasn't aware that the sheriff's department was going to do a post. We try to work in tandem with law enforcement agencies when we know they're going to do something like that. We didn't put anything out on social media until Monday. I have not had time to connect with the sheriff's department regarding that. Our school security officer, Matt Stevens, has, and I haven't circled back and talked with him regarding what the sheriff's department's motivation was. So I can't speak to that. We are referring any concerned parents to Rural Resources Victim Services. We are not interviewing students regarding this. We have staff members that are certainly trained to interview students, but not around these kinds of things. And so all student interviews are being conducted either by Jen Stearns, Stevens County Sheriff's Department Sex Crimes Detective, or through Rural Resources Victim Services. It's incredibly tragic that this individual betrayed the trust of our parents, our students, and our other staff members. Our staff members are having a lot of trouble, like our parents are, grappling with how somebody could do this. You know, the safety of our students is our first priority, and we never expected that something like this would happen. Because of this, we are making some changes. We're adding staffing to the ELC Early Learning Center to reduce the likelihood that a staff member is ever alone with a student. It's incredibly tragic that this individual victimized our students.
All right. There's the Kettle Falls school superintendent. The school district does say that Nathan Ford had passed all the required background checks prior to employment at the school. Last night at 5:30, the school district did hold a meeting with parents of students of that early learning center.
The President's Day sale is on now at Saunders Furniture. Now is the time to take advantage of interest-free financing. Get a whole room furnished starting at just $62 a month. With our 24 months 0% interest financing, you can get a whole living room, bedroom, or dining room for one low price. Plus, President's Day sale pricing up to 30% off throughout Saunders Furniture. Lazy Boy recliners starting at just $4.99. Ashley reclining sofas starting at $9.99 at Saunders Outlet. Hurry in for the President's Day sale going on now at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet in downtown Colville.
Well, using marijuana and that legal, according to Washington State, still is illegal on a federal level. Well, don't short the man of paying your taxes on growing marijuana. A father and son from Seattle, they have been sentenced to federal prison. They got sentenced to federal prison for selling marijuana without paying the state taxes. The U.S. Justice Department was called in by the state. The pair got 30 months in federal prison for violating the Washington State marijuana production regulations. They did plead guilty to conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana, according to the feds. The judge says the men knew what they were doing. There were multiple visits from the state regulators, but this family continued to grow and sell marijuana without paying the man. They say they actually were a licensed producer for marijuana, but they were not complying with what the state requires. They were growing more than what they were reporting and selling more than what they were reporting. And so, you know, they did not get charged by the state. The state called in the feds because on a federal level, marijuana is still an illegal narcotic. The family, they had a production marijuana production business called New Direction. They were located on West Marginal Way in Seattle. But the state says they were aware since 2016, according to inspectors, that some of their product was not being appropriately tagged or tracked. So the state did several inspections, and that's when they called in the feds. And even when the feds did their inspection, they did not get charged right away. And they say they did not change their operations. They continued to falsify reports with respect to their amount of marijuana produced at New Direction. So you know, you can be licensed by the state, but you better be reporting all that you grow and sell, or you're going to end up in the federal prison.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
All right, maybe you've seen the sign on the side of the building or seen their little sign out on the sidewalk or that. There is a new vehicle and vessel sub-licensing agent here in Colville. Well, we wanted to find out more about that whole process behind opening another location within the city, some of the reasons for, you know, this expansion. So we talked with Stevens County Auditor Lori Larson.
My name is Lori Larson. I'm the Stevens County Auditor. The Auditor's Office is the hub of several aspects of county government, including elections, document recording, payroll, finance and budget preparation, and vehicle and vessel licensing. But the process we went through over the last 12 months to seek approval to open a new vehicle and vessel licensing sub-agency here in Colville. The process started almost a year ago when I submitted my request to the Washington State Department of Licensing to engage in the required open competitive process to create a new sub-agency. I requested this permission actually 1 year ago as I was checking my records here on Valentine's Day and was granted permission to initiate that process in April of last year. Prior to seeking approval to open the new Colville vehicle licensing location, customers were limited to seeking services at the courthouse or at our sub-agent locations in Kettle Falls, Chewila, or Nine Mile Falls. The request to open a fourth sub-agency here in Stevens County was supported by a review of the demographics and population increase in the county, transaction trends, staffing levels by our sub-agent locations, and distance between licensing locations, a measure of how far a customer would need to travel for services. The entire process for requesting, opening the bid, and requesting approval of the appointed sub-agency is outlined in RCW and DOL policies and procedures. After receiving two bids, I assembled a five-member evaluation team made up of myself as well as three other experienced county auditors and a licensing manager from a large county. They evaluated the bid responses and participated in teleconference interviews with the two bidding parties. Using a rigorous rubric, each bidder was evaluated. The results of that evaluation became the basis for referring the matter to the Department of Licensing Sub-Agent Review Committee. This is an entire separate group of licensing experts and auditors who engage in a secondary review of all business plans and bid materials, interview evaluations, etc. Following the approval of the sub-agent review committee, a formal request was delivered to the Department of Licensing Director Marcus Glasper for his approval and appointment. That approval was finally granted in September of 2023, awarding the sub-agency to Colville Auto Licensing, owned and operated by Scott Peterson and Leslie Wells. As I mentioned, this process started in early 2023, and I'm pleased to share that Colville Auto Licensing had a soft open in early January and is open a full schedule now. To my knowledge, they're still operating as a cash or check only option as they are still waiting on credit card reading equipment from the Department of Licensing in Olympia, and that should be resolved soon. A listener should visit the Stevens County Auditor's page on the county website for exact locations and hours of operation for our courthouse location, as well as each of our four sub-agencies located in Kettle Falls, Colville, Chewila, and Nine Mile Falls. I appreciate listeners' interest in this new service to our local customers, and I invite any questions or feedback directly.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little more tomorrow about some of the reasons for this expansion and maybe some of the benefits for people that need to, this is for title transfers and your boat registration and your car tabs. Talk about that a little bit more tomorrow.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in. Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
We've talked about it over the last months. In fact, kind of ever since all the COVID malarkey went on with shutting schools down and trying to figure out remote learning. Schools are back in full force. The problem is some students continue to be absent. Reducing chronic student absenteeism, that's the goal of some legislation over in the Washington Senate. Tracy Ellis talks about that.
Senator John Braun says studies show students who miss even 2 days per month are less likely to read at their grade level or graduate on time.
We've struggled with chronic absenteeism for some time in our state. If you go all the way back to 2017, even when we were struggling with the McCleary decision, we talked even then about chronic absenteeism. At the time, we were the second worst in the country. We actually had it get worse, up to 33% of chronic absenteeism during the pandemic.
The Centralia Republicans bill creates a pilot program to support students who are or at risk of becoming chronically absent.
Getting them back in the classroom by itself won't solve the problem. Our goal isn't just to get them back in the classroom. Our goal is to get them back on track educationally. But the first step is to get them back in the classroom. That's what this bill does. It's a simple step to get our students who are struggling headed in the right direction.
The measure also establishes a grant program for community organizations and tribes to support chronically absent students. It now heads to the House in Olympia. I'm Tracy Ellis.
All right. Hopefully, this does not get, you know, right now it's mainly up in Alaska. For 9 years now, Alaska health officials have been aware of an unusual virus causing rare, most times relatively mild illness in the Fairbanks area. A recent case, another part of Alaska, resulted in a man's death. Well, that has brought new attention to what they call Alaska pox virus. All right, a little bit of background on this virus. The Alaska health officials are aware that 7 people infected with Alaska pox since the virus was discovered. The latest case represents the first time that someone has died from it. Now, this particular man, he lived in the Kenai Peninsula. He was being treated for cancer, so he had suppressed immune system because of the cancer drugs. So they say that probably had to do with his passing. But the man noticed a red sore under his right armpit. He went to see doctors over the next 2 months because of fatigue and burning pain. Well, then he was hospitalized and died last month. The Alaska public health officials say the man was treated, but he did succumb to the injuries. This occurred, again, they believe, because he was not able to fight off the virus, even though he was given treatment. Now, he lived in a remote forested area, didn't travel, but apparently had been repeatedly scratched by a stray cat that hunted small animals. And they say that one of the scratches was in the general area of the man's armpit. So Alaska pox, it belongs to a family of viruses that can infect animals and humans. They tend to cause lesions or pox on the skin. And they say this is more dangerous than many others. They related to smallpox. Smallpox, the most famous of the lot, the family members, cowpox, horsepox, mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. So Alaska pox was discovered in 2015 in a woman who lived near Fairbanks, Alaska. They say it mainly has been found in small mammals, including red-backed voles and shrews, but pets, dogs, and cats can also carry the virus. So just something to be aware of, kind of a new issue in health. And so far, it's just up in Alaska.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Well, the basketball season came to an end for Colville girls basketball yesterday afternoon. We had the game on KCVL. Colville faced Medical Lake in District 7, loser out, winner to regionals. Colville led the game all through the first three quarters. At one point, they led by Chan. Colville was up at the end of the third, 37-31, but then it was a big run by Medical Lake.
Medical Lake comes from behind in the fourth to beat and eliminate the Crimson Hawks. Medical Lake 52, Colville 45, where the Lady Crimson Hawks eliminated for postseason play by the Medical Lake Cardinals 52-45. Colville led by a minimum of 6 points, as many as 10, through the first three quarters of the game, but down the line, Chardé Luat at the free throw line, 20 of 26 in the third and fourth period. She ended the game with 40, 25 of those off the free throw line. Scoring tonight for the Crimson Hawks, Morgan Palmer with one, Addie Ortner with five, 3 points for Allie Petrie, 5 points for Calista Malone. Olivia Ortner had 12. And the Bay Kenny led the Lady Crimson Hawks with 18. With the loss, the Lady Hawks basketball season will come to an end, and that means the high school basketball careers of seniors Olivia Ortner, Brooklyn Martin, and Morgan Palmer have come to an end.
That's Earl Adams on hand for the Colville basketball game at West Valley yesterday afternoon. Well, I guess winter sports for basketball are over, and looking forward to spring sports starting fairly soon. WSU Cougars, they take on California tonight. WSU one game out of first in the Pac-12 standings. Cougars take on California. It'll be 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Join us tonight on KCVL, WSU California basketball. Saturday, it's going to be WSU taking on Stanford, 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock tip-off. And that'll be on KCVL.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions at 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 509-738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Possibility of snow through the midday today. Most of that snow is going to stay south of Colville. An afternoon high today, 32 degrees, 14 the overnight low, 36 the high Friday, again 14 the low Friday night. Snow very likely by late afternoon and evening Saturday. Sunshine during the day, but snow Saturday night, snow Sunday. On President's Day, more snow on Monday. Still a chance of rain and snow Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures continuing about where they are, maybe just a little bit warmer. By next week, we should be high temperatures again, right around 40, 42 degrees. Overnight lows still below freezing, around 30. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Wind is still blowing out of the north-northwest, steady at 5 miles an hour, gusting up to 10. The barometer steady at 30.18. We are starting the Thursday morning off right at the 30-degree mark. That's where we're at here at the radio station, gray, cloudy skies. I'm Eric Carpenter. Thanks for joining us on KCVL, KCRK.